Arizona.
Rangers, no ties or fetters have I. No walls of a house are my vision, for I live out under the sky. The wide open space is my doorway, the stars are my lamps overhead. And when I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and grass for my bed.
Oh, get, oh, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out a song. We'll ride the reindeer's pride all morning, noon, and night. With the yip and the eye, the road will fly. We'll laugh at danger steady, for your duty must perform. We'll guard, we'll fight, to keep the reindeer's pride, for we are the kings of the forest.
Boss, I sure am never going to ride my horse back a jack again after a rain.
Why, Curly?
His old nag can throw more mud than a dozen ditch diggers. Just look at me.
Say, boys, if you got a piece you could play for Curly, cold mud gets in your eyes.
No, but they got one that'll make Curly's feet dig up the mud called hoedown.
Play it, fellas, and give me a chance to get even.
Satisfaction in life, Curly. We don't have rain every day.
You know, boss, maybe we should send Curly off to a place I know of where they never have rain. Nothing but music, flowers, and a great big moon.
I got no notion of any place like that, Jack, and I think I've traveled this old globe quite considerable. Where is it?
It's called Sweetheart Town.
Oh,
come on, boys, tell the boss all about it.
Sweetheart Town, Sweetheart Town, I will meet you there. In the gloaming we'll go roaming mid the roses fair. Lovers land, hand in hand, moonlight beaming down. By and by, you and I in Sweetheart Town.
Sweetheart Town, Sweetheart Town, I will meet you there. In the gloaming we'll go roaming mid the roses fair.
Lovers land, hand in hand, moonlight beaming down. By and by, you and I in Sweetheart Town.
Sure is pretty music, and I sure am strong for young sweethearts. Which reminds me of the young married couple on their first dinner in their new home.
Uh-oh, tell it, boss. I'm a confirmed old batch anyhow.
Go on, boss.
Well, the young husband was carving their first turkey. Why, sweetie, I don't understand. This turkey's nothing but bone. Every place I stick the fork, I run into bones. Oh, honey, don't be silly. Those ain't bones, laughed his wife. Those are the shells. Shells, said the astonished bridegroom. Yes. Didn't you tell me that you liked your turkey stuffed with oysters?
That's another good reason for me to be a bachelor. I'd rather be free to ride the range, even if I had to ride wild horses.
Oh, wait a minute, Curly. You're covering a lot of territory there.
How do you figure, Jack?
You forget the old ridge running road.
That's one road you won't look out for.
I was out in the Badlands, wrangling alone, when I hears of a cayuse, the ridge running roan. He was fleet as a deer and as tough as a mule, pretty as a picture and nobody's fool.
I goes right to work and I gets me a pair of the best saddle horses that ever wore hair. I hunts up that Mustang, I camps on his trail, and he takes to the ridges, he's a packing the mail.
Now he stays on them ridges as wise as a fox, and he's just like a goat when he gets in the rocks. I'm a trailing till dark and the dawn I begin. I'm a getting weak and my horses get thin.
I stays with them tracks till I get stiff and sore, but he stays in front where he keeps making more. He don't get much water and no time to graze, while I camps on his trail for 17 days.
Hey, stop riding them wild horses and stay put here long enough to play some good old dance music.
It don't make no difference to me. It's just as easy to ride wild horses as it is to beat you in a hoedown.
That's so.
A steer all around range work, I tips my 10-gallon to you. But when it comes to shaking a wicked boot, I just naturally dance all around.
Say, will you listen to this yearling brag, fellas? Why, Jack, you're just standing still and you get so dizzy from my dancing around you, you just think you're going good.
No matter how good Jack thinks he is, he can't write pretty things like you do, boss.
Meaning just what, Curly?
Well, we ain't here
to... For the love of Mike, boss, fill him up on one and turn him loose or we won't ever have any peace.
You're such a lover of peace, Jack. All right, Curly, see if you can get something out of this one. Shadows of the night creep softly into the western sky. The scattered clouds of the heavens gather together and form a downy blanket that nature draws gently o'er the boundless spaces as a mother would tuck her babe in its trundle bed. And the little stars, as if in magic mischief, play a game of hide-and-seek, flashing cheery messages of peace on earth across the broad expanse as all living things bow to the will of that unseen power, lay aside their burdens of the day, and rest.
Well, that really is pretty. Well, now that you got that off your chest, boss, how about singing a tune for us?
Now you're gone and ruined the whole thing. I was just building up to ask the boss to sing so I could catch him for a loan.
So that's your game, is it, Curly? Well, you old sardine, just for that I'll sing in spite of you, and no advances neither.
Oh, heck, stung from both angles.
Come on, boy. Give me the roads, the white winding highways. Just let me know
the unbeaten byways, and I'll travel along singing a vagabond song. Give me the flowers, the bird's song at morning. Just let me see the sunrise at dawning, and I'll travel along singing a vagabond song. Happy you may be with your fashions, your passions, the snug little parts you play. But you couldn't trade with me all your foolery, your jewelry. I'm monarch of all I survey. Give me the stars, God's heavens above me. Just let me know one pal who will love me, and I'll travel along singing a vagabond song.
Yes, that sure was swell, boss. I never heard you sing better. Why, boss, you should...
Pull up there, young Mustang. Everything you say will be held against you if you're looking for any favors.
No, boss, you wouldn't doubt my sincerity, would you?
No, but I'm not taking any chances, Jack. And as an extra precaution, suppose you and the boys get out and get under the moon. Go on. Waits for no man. But man can wait for time. We'll be waiting for the next time you drop by. So long.
Well,